coming to you alive through the power of the interwebs. Inside the Green Room Studio from the flagship source of the Earth Mix Garden Products Network, it's the At Home Show with Josh Carey and David Bates, bringing you all the wisdom
and wit
you'll ever need to tackle your garden and your projects. Now broadcasting live from Bates Nursery and Garden Center at 3810 Whites Creek Pike, just 1 mile north of exit 19 off Briley Parkway.
Or 0.9 miles as the Josh drives.
Here's Josh Carey and David Bates.
Oh yeah, everybody knows what that music means. It's now time to climb a tree. A Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Don your loincloth and your bunny hat and your ugly sweater. Because it's the holiday edition of the At Home Show.
It is, Josh.
It's a yearly tradition.
Absolutely.
It usually comes on Saturday mornings.
And we're going to get right into the Christmas spirit. We've got our special guest, Allegra Kramer, in studio. Take it away, Allegra.
Singing glory.
Wow.
Oh, my word. I have never been brought to tears on the At Home show before, but this, wow. Thank you, Allegra. That's awesome. We look forward to hearing more from
to come.
You.
Yes.
Yes, more to come. And we're going to go get back somewhat, whatever normal is for us, and we've never defined exactly what that is. But we're going to do the weather.
Definition, David Bates.
We keep it rather loose around here. And, of course, today is Saturday. And we're looking for a chance of rain beginning late in the afternoon. So you're going to pretty much be able to get in whatever activities you've got going on today and without anything other than just clouds overhead. The rain should move in about 4 o'clock. And we're going to expect some rain through the evening hours, perhaps into the early morning, where tomorrow it will be cloudy conditions, 49 degrees. Very similar to today temperature-wise. Monday, we get back into a partly cloudy condition, 55 for the high. On Tuesday is our next really sunny location. By the way, worth mentioning, the convergence between Saturn and Jupiter occurs on Monday evening. So hopefully those clouds will be clearing out by late in the afternoon. That occurs just after sunset.
About 45 minutes, I believe, is what I heard.
And it's low in the horizon, so you've got to look. Fortunately, the moon is getting out of the way, but a good pair of binoculars, you can see Mars will actually be closer in appearance to Jupiter than the Galilean moons of Jupiter. So for those of you interested, there's that. We do have some showers moving in on Wednesday in the evening, and, of course, as is customary in the Middle Tennessee area, snow is being forecast for Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Says perhaps an inch, so I'll believe that when I see it. It has happened, and it would appear that conditions are right. Rain will be changing to snow on Thursday in the evening, a high of 46, low of 21 degrees. And on Christmas Day, 38 degrees and partly cloudy. Currently, it's 27 degrees here in the Music City. Today, we are emphasizing that it is Music City because we have wonderful music in studio. I want to talk for a moment with Allegra Kramer. Good morning, Allegra. Welcome to the show today. We're really thrilled to have you on with us today, and I'm really excited about what else you've got for us today because you set the bar pretty high.
Well, thank you so much.
We really appreciate you being here. So how's your journey brought you to Nashville? You're not a Nashvillian.
No, but I hope to be soon. I mean,
I think you're well on your way.
Yeah, 1 month in, my little 1 month birthday. Wow, it's a long journey, obviously. But how do I begin? My family is half Australian, half American, so I've definitely spent significant amounts of my life in either continent.
Now, when you're in Australia, does your accent flip back to Australian?
Probably a little, yeah. I'm pretty impressionable, a bit of a sponge wherever I go.
Yeah, I understand that.
But I am.
We were going to have a Scottish entertainer on today, but
what happened to him?
I don't know. Uh-huh. Anyway, so.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm here a month in, but just prior to this, I was in Utah, in southern Utah, close to Zion. That area, love
it's an incredible area out there. I have only seen it in pictures. I will make it one of these days.
Oh, you got it.
Maybe May.
I'm here in May. Something else, very spiritual place. But yeah, Nashville was just it kept being put on my heart to come here. I obviously being a musician, it's definitely it's drawing me for that reason, but also. I'm very passionate about farming, and you have water here.
Yes, we do have
that's
water.
That's kind of important. So I was very keen to come check out the organic farming scene.
Have you experienced Middle Tennessee humidity in the middle of July, dear?
No, but I'm excited to.
Oh, okay.
That's the first time that's ever been said.
Hold on to that enthusiasm. Okay. Hold on to it, yeah, because it may wane ever so slightly once the weather really gets hot.
That's because the humidity won't.
It will.
No, the humidity will not wane. It will be strong and ever-present. Mm-hmm. So what have you got next for us? We'd love to hear something else. What have you got?
Okay, well, I'm going to play something hailing back to medieval times.
Okay.
I think you'll all recognize
Allegra Kramer.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Amazing, amazing, beautiful. Amazing. The crowd's going wild. It is. It's going wild. Yeah.
You know, if that doesn't get you in the Christmas spirit, this person here in studio.
Look to your right, David Bates.
Well, it is jolly old Saint Nick himself. Santa Claus, you just appeared. We don't even have a chimney in here. How did that happen?
It's magic. It's magic. It's the Santa Christmas magic.
Well, Santa, we're going to ask you to practice a little more magic and stay up close to that mic.
There you go.
Allegra just got on top of my list.
Who?
I mean, going to be first when I come to Nashville.
Well, and rightly so. Incredible.
Beautiful voice.
Incredible. So, I know you are, you know, you're one of those people who tends to take other people's inventory, Santa. I've heard that.
Oh, yes.
You seem to be this the one who is judging who is naughty and who is nice.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
Mm-hmm. And, yes. And we've got a guest coming up via Zoom here.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, he knows this guy. I know he knows this guy.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm wondering what his status is.
Marginal at best.
The jury's still out.
Okay, we're getting within a week now, Stan. You're going to have to come up with a decision on that.
He's a pretty good old boy, though. He's been a pretty good old boy.
Yard Boy, welcome to the At Home Show. Great to see you this morning.
How y'all doing this morning? Can you hear me this time?
We can hear you fine.
Absolutely, yeah.
Good deal. That means I've figured this out. All right.
There's a lot of technology for us to all deal with here, so we're all, I think, you know, doing remarkably well.
Yeah, I'd say so. How y'all doing this morning?
We're having a good time now. Corey, did your cable issue and your internet issue get fixed? Well, obviously it did.
Well, yeah, we got it straightened out about 8:00 last night, but that's irrelevant because, as you can tell, I'm actually broadcasting remotely.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, now, these are what we call future victims, aren't we?
No.
I call it pre-bacon.
Yes.
Cash on the hoof.
Yeah, something like that. We'll go with pre-bacon. I like that.
Okay. Pre-bacon.
Now, what are their names, Corey? Do you name them?
You don't do that. Surely you don't do that.
No, we don't name it.
I mean, that's just way too cruel. I mean, you don't want to do that.
How could you do that?
Yeah. That one kind of looks like a Lois to me. Now,
no, don't listen, man. Don't insult my inventory like that, Josh.
Okay, all right. Because not a lot of hair there. Because you'd have to use mousse. You couldn't use Aquanet to get that hair in line, right?
To be sure, so the people who may be tuning in, go, what is he talking about? You have Smith Farms, correct?
Uh huh.
Smith Farms.
And you have bacon and sausage products and ham. I'm assuming that kind of thing, right?
We don't really do a lot with ham. Mostly bacon and sausage, and then we'll have some. Occasionally in the summertime, we may cut some pork chops out, but predominantly bacon and sausage.
Now, to know about these specials and these little things that come out through the year, you have to go to ineedbacon.com, don't you, and sign up for a newsletter. Just to put in
And whatever information you're wanting to get comes right through there, right?
Yes, it comes to you via text.
So
yeah, we've got an email list and a text message list, and that's the way you find out. When we have it available.
So, obviously, this is the time of year when you've kind of shifted gears professionally. There's not so much of you got your leaf collection all done, Yard Boy, is all
except
that.
For the Bradford pear trees.
No, the Bradford pear trees always prolong that season. So, they've just actually in the last week really had a big drop. So, looking forward, the forecast that I'm looking at looks like some low to mid 60 degrees Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, maybe with some rain coming in Wednesday evening.
Oh, so get them all nice and slimy for you. Yep. Now, Corey, have you talked to the Storm Possum about the possibility of this S word that they're talking about for next week? Now, as a Storm Possum.
No, actually, Storm Possum is kind of laying that on the job right now. He's kind of gotten into this whole possum drop phenomenon, and that's kind of taking up a lot of his time right now. So.
Well, it's a lot of psyching up to get. I mean, when you know that you're – and the possum has dropped from what elevation? I can't remember. Or is it
about 7 foot.
Does he actually drop from that elevation?
Yes,
he does.
Is
he allowed to
descend?
Why don't you punt him?
Punt the possum?
What?
The possum punt.
Well, that would be the kickoff football season. We've already missed that opportunity. And 2020 has been so much of in turmoil anyway, it would be difficult to have gotten that one in.
You don't happen to know where I could find a good kicker around the Nashville area, do you?
Well, there's one at Vandy. I mean, you could probably hire her.
Okay. I'll look into that.
Number 32, Corey.
Corey, do you have any questions for Santa? I know you don't get an opportunity often to speak directly to him, so you know we
want to apologize for anything this year, because he says you're on the to be determined list as far as we know.
I thought I heard him say a pretty good list.
No, he said you're a pretty good guy. The list pretty is a different guy. Thing.
Yeah. You have yet to apologize for being a Braves fan.
Why would I apologize for that?
Well, I mean, you want to be on the good list.
He's got a point, though.
How did the Cardinals do this year, by the way?
Good enough.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I suspect that Santa is quite the bacon connoisseur.
Yes.
Would that be a fair assumption?
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
So instead of cookies at the...
He delivers to the North Pole, I might add. So he's actually on my good list.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. So you stroked it.
So Santa takes bribes.
That's what you call is a save by Santa right there, because Santa all of a sudden realized, hey, I got to be careful here. There's something in it for me.
He's greasing the wheels, almost literally.
Okay, so a new tradition be, instead of leaving cookies and milk for Santa, would be to leave 2 stripes of Smith Farms bacon.
Yeah.
And the milk would work with it too. Now,
I might throw in a little bit of smoked sausage with it too.
Oh my goodness gracious. Now there was another big news, because I'm on the ineedbacon.com list and I get the notifications. Uh-huh. You can now buy an e-gift certificate there. Can you not?
Yes,
man?
You can.
Okay.
Yes, you can.
So
if you go to the website and we just happen to be out of the product that you want, or if you have someone that you would like to introduce to Smith Farms Bacon and Sausage, you can, in fact, purchase an e-gift card. I think they're $10, $25, $50, and even up to $100.
But they can buy multiple cards. There's no limit on the cards.
Oh, yeah, they can buy anything they want. And the best thing, Josh, that if you buy an e-gift card, you can also, whenever you redeem it, you can apply any applicable discounts that we have as well on top of that. So I'm going to have to talk to the marketing manager, because we're giving too much stuff away, I think.
Okie doke. Well, now, Corey, we always enjoy having him on the air.
By the way, Santa, there's a Karen Morrissey out there who wants to let you know that she's making candied bacon for you.
She's a nice gal. She's a nice gal.
So we're always glad to hear good news, you know, because everybody wants a good report this time of year, including Santa Claus. Corey, any final thoughts here before we let you go for this show?
Just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And appreciate you guys letting me come on here and act a complete fool sometimes. So not much of an act, but we'll leave it at that, Josh.
All right, sir. So. All righty.
Merry Christmas.
Corey is the king of all social media, and if you do not, go out and follow the Yard Boy, follow us, follow everybody. But, Corey, Merry Christmas to you and yours, and Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Merry Christmas, guys. I got to go deliver some bacon.
Hey, we sure appreciate it. And on that note, we're going to pitch it back over to Allegra and see what else she has got for us.
Awesome.
For his bed.
That's incredible.
It's absolutely amazing. Allegra Kramer. Hey, you see the little scroll down there at the bottom. That's how you can reach out and obtain Allegra's music over at allegrakramer.bandcamp.com. And she has an EP that's been released in the last couple of years and a couple of others over the years. You're going to want to download those and add those to your collection. Incredibly beautiful stuff. You know, I would wish you good luck, and I do, because, you know, luck is where preparation meets opportunity, and you obviously have done your preparation, so I believe the opportunity is nigh upon you. So
thank you.
We're really feel blessed to have you here today. Thank
and by
you.
The way, David Bates, did you notice she has dimples?
I did notice that, yes.
Okay, it's a superpower, Allegra. Yeah, you know that, don't you?
But, speaking of superpowers.
Uh-huh. Super Sally? Is Super Sally joining?
We have. We have
oh, my goodness. And yes, she's got her Titans gear on. Yes.
Merry Christmas, Sally.
Good morning, fellas. Happy New Year. Happy 2021, right? We're ready.
Almost.
We are really, really close. And I know that... I think we are all uh-huh. due a brighter 2021 ahead. It's been a tough year on everyone. I don't think anyone could possibly have gone through it and not been touched in probably a number of ways. So we're really glad that you could be a part of our program and be this friend of Josh and mine for so many years. You know, back in the day when it was AAA sewing
and vacuum.
And vacuum, right. Yeah. And then the transition to Sally Cheney Superstore, and now you've gone through a number of other interesting transitions in life. That's just part of what life is. It's about going with the flow. And
you know, one thing that's been a constant in that entire time?
What is that, Josh?
Her ardent support of the Tennessee Titans.
Absolutely. And she is, I would call her Titans fan number one. I cannot imagine anyone outranking her.
No.
Thank you, guys. Hey, you know what? You just brought to mind, you know, my old business that succumbed to the recession. Those people out there that are dealing with, you know, businesses, it isn't necessarily all bad. You know, sometimes you think it's the worst thing ever, but then sometimes it turns out that if it didn't happen, then the next better thing that came along wouldn't have come along. So
right.
Have heart and, you know, and know that it's not the end. It's maybe the beginning of something even better.
I like to say my crystal ball remains partly cloudy. So my ability to prognosticate with reliability is sketchy at best.
Well, Merry Christmas, Allegra. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So beautiful. Such a treat. And Santa.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
Santa, I have a question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
So could you just define naughty for me?
You're going to have to lean into that mic to tell that one.
Yeah. He's thinking very, very diligently.
I guess it depends on who you're talking to. I'm going to say that Sally gets a lot of leniency in the naughty definition.
She does. She does.
And she deserves that.
Rightfully so. Rightfully yes. so.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're good.
Okay, so he's being very noncommittal here, I think. And
it might have been a harder question.
No,
because it goes from person to person, right?
Yes, I think it
exactly. I don't think you need to worry about that.
Well, I can tell you this: I'm sitting close enough to Santa to see that his glasses are fogging up, and it's not because it's warm in here; it's because he can see you on the screen, and it's giving him a charge.
All right, Sally, have you got a prediction for tomorrow's game? Are we going to lock up this?
Well,
we're
going to
lock
it up tomorrow. I'm superstitious, so
yes, you are.
I try not to go there. But let's face it, we
got it. Come on, gotta have it. Gotta have it.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing that we can do, and Sally and I are going to make this edict. We're going to put it down as a mandate.
Well,
no more code blues. Right?
Oh gosh, no.
No more code blue.
What's a code blue?
Code blue is when the Titans Stadium turns into this code blue.
Everybody wears blue?
Well,
it's like a blue out.
It's like a blackout, a white out at Penn State.
Like a blue out, like I just said.
What's a blue out?
Code blue.
No.
So when it's your birthday, you blew out the candles.
Yeah.
It's the powder bluish color, yeah. And they wear the uniforms, and everybody dresses
Columbia
in that. Look like a big blueberry in the stadium.
It's a failed marketing strategy, is what it is.
Ah. No more terrible towels either. Okay.
Yeah,
no more fake terrible towels. Okay.
We have a terrible record.
Let's just play football. How about that?
Okay. Well, that's what we need
to
do.
I like the away uniforms. Can I vote for that? That white jersey, navy pants. Let's go that.
No, see, I'm a navy guy. I like dark pants and dark helmets and dark jerseys. I like that one myself.
I keep thinking, there's been a number of years where there's been a rumor that there's going to be a red jersey rollout, and I don't have any reason to believe that this is that year. But you know, anyway. So
I thought of you guys, by the way, you and Sally, you and Josh, because Mariota apparently tore it up the other night. And I'm like, I gave that guy such a hard time.
Well, you were his staunchest critic.
Now,
well, he's. It was awful here.
Sally and I've discussed this. Marcus was a very and still is a very, very good quarterback and a very, very good player.
He does not have
any arm.
He not that sure. and he takes a lot of durability and ability to be able to avoid.
If he could play in bubble wrap, he would be okay. I mean, but that's a whole other argument. But Marcus is I don't think anybody was sad for Marcus the other night. I mean, I think everybody was proud of him because everybody loved Marcus. He's amazing to watch in live. And
it was a perfect game because he played well and the Raiders lost.
Yep.
So
yep.
Hey, Sally, thank you for your friendship. Yep. Thank you for coming on today. We really appreciate it so much. And best to you and Lee in the year ahead. And Merry Christmas.
I appreciate you too. Merry Christmas. I want to tell you one thing real quick. I sell walk-in showers now. I mean, you know, I sold walk-in tubs, bathtubs.
Now I
have walk-in showers. So
I'll have to come back on and talk about that.
How can they reach you, Sally?
They can call me. Here's my number.
Okay.
615-347-6276.
615-347-6276.
Okay. Happy doing.
Okay, there we go.
All right. Thanks, Sally. Love you, dear.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Right. She's also quite a good chauffeur to the football games.
Oh, well, you know, if you need a designated driver, it's always good to have one, Josh, if you need one of those.
It helps.
Hey, let's go back and visit with our wonderful guest today, Allegra, who's who you have absolutely wowed everybody. The number of comments online have been outstanding. Uh-huh. We really thank you again for being here. So what you got for us?
Cool. Okay, I've got a little harp Celtic tune here.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
Incredible. Incredible. Thank you.
Whoever knew the Celtics could rock, man. I mean, it was kind of hopping.
You know, I mean, it's probably underappreciated ability.
Now, I've got a couple of questions for Allegra, if you don't mind. Yeah. Now, you've spent time down under. Did I hear you correctly?
Yeah, that's right.
What is the most the most poisonous, venomous thing that you ever saw personally?
Personally?
Because they've got fleas that can kill you down there.
Wouldn't be surprised. In terms of venomous, I'd probably say the redback. So that's kind of like a black widow with a red mark.
Oh my goodness!
In her abdomen instead of white, and similar shape, similar size, similar kind of nest.
Oh,
and yeah, similar, perhaps similar in its poisonous.
What city were you? Where did you live in?
So I lived on the Gold Coast, which isn't really a city. It's kind of just a beach that stretches over, you know, many, many kilometers.
Now, is that on the southwest side?
It's on the east.
East side, okay.
Like the middle east, yeah. Just south of where the Great Barrier Reef is. So that's why I'm used to the humidity, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it gets pretty intense in the summers. Lots of life coming out of everything, you know. Cracks and crannies.
But it is an amazing, and that's a bucket list thing for me.
Absolutely, for me as well. So one of these days.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Well, again, we thank you for being. Let me, you know, just a little information on you, Allegra. Now, you're a graduate of Berklee School of Music. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
And you've been completed your studies when?
Oof, don't want to tell you that. it's been a few years.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think you have anything as yet to feel threatened about. Your youth is showing well today, and your immense talent. So we really appreciate that.
You guys keep it fun, so it's, you know.
Yeah, we try not to. We've had a mantra over the years of not trying not to take ourselves too seriously. So
you do a good job. Yeah.
Yeah. So far, so good.
Well, if we don't know an answer to a question,
we make it up.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. Oh my goodness! But 615-499-6690. We haven't mentioned the phone because you can call and you can make a comment this morning if you want to go to. That'll go directly to Michael, and then we'll see some things going on there as well. And it's a pleasure to have Allegra in studio, and it is really. This is how many holiday editions, David?
I have no idea. I've only got 10 fingers and 10 toes, so I think we've exceeded that number.
You have to start using ears, nose, and other.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
you're going to have to combine your fingers and toes.
I never thought about that. We could do that.
Okay. Because last year this time, we were broadcasting from a closet.
I forgot about that.
This is a little bit nicer than a closet when you consider all things. Hey, let's go over here and talk to we're honored.
A surprise
talk about being honored. We are honored to have Devin O'Day. Devin, welcome to the show. We're so thrilled for you to come on with us today and to get to hang out with us for a minute.
Thank you. Before I go out and feed my pig.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not a requirement for every guest, but we had Smith Farms.
We already had pigs on today, by the way. So
seriously,
yeah.
But mine's on the hoof.
Okay. Well, these were too.
Yeah, they were really
currently
fresh.
They are. Subject to change without notice, I think. Anyway,
but of course, everyone knows Devin O'Day, and she's around and about. It's been a Nashville fixture for a long time.
Now, just curious, Devin, how many years were you on with Jerry Howells? Back in the day, 18 years. Wow.
18 years.
And, do you keep in any kind of touch with Jerry? Is he doing okay these days?
Oh yeah.
He's one of those guys who took to retirement extremely well. I mean, he retired and haven't seen much of him since.
No, I have tried to get him to do stuff, and as far as with me or with anybody, because I don't want to do anything right now. And so he likes to play golf, and he's really having fun with the grandkids. I will say that he and Allison have these two adorable twin grandchildren that are they're always sharing their antics, and they waited a long time for those babies. So
well, good for them, and they certainly are very deserving of that. So what's going on in your world these days? Now, Josh and I were fortunate enough to get to cross paths with you at WSM during our time there, and you were there as well, and we really appreciate that opportunity.
This is her fourth one, I think. This is her fourth holiday edition, because she always joined in the past.
Yes, yes.
Except from the closet last year.
Yeah, the closet was not very conducive. Yeah, it was. We were very limited last year. But, we heard Sally talking about the changes that are inevitable in life, and that, they're rarely welcome at the time. I think a lot of changes, they catch us by surprise. It's just part of it. And, you either learn to adapt and roll with it or not. And you are certainly amongst the most adaptable individuals I've ever known. You really never break stride. You just keep right on moving.
Yeah, always smiling.
No. That's true. Well, thank you for saying that. Thank you for saying that. I live my life by that, because God is I'm in his boat. So he always has something new for me every day. And I go, look, it doesn't matter who's signing the paycheck.
Oh,
she froze.
I know who the source is.
Exactly.
So, there you go. That's where my smile comes from.
Now,
but I tell you, one of the things that just came out for me is a book. It's called All God's Creatures. It's by Guidepost. I'm a writer for Guidepost, All God's Creatures. And so the new edition just came out, and it's all devotions, daily devotions.
Wow. Are those like
lovers?
Is there one for every day? Is it done by a calendar
one
format?
For every day.
Wonderful. And where is this obtainable?
You can buy it. You can go to guidepost.org, or you could just say all God's creatures. Just put that in the search bar, and it'll pop right up. Mm. But I've written for them for. This is my, and I just did my fifth installment for them. And I'm one of the contributors. I'm not the only writer for that one. That's one of the things I'm doing. And I have a podcast, two of them. One is called Devin O'Day's Nashville. Yep. And the other one is called Main Street Today. And it's places all over the mid-state. We just tell the stories of Middle Tennessee.
And yeah. You still get to cross paths a lot with our mutual friend, Chris Kulik. And so I know you do a lot of great work for them, and you get to keep them connected to the real people, the real talent that this city is so abundant in.
Now, speaking of talent, what do you think of Allegra, Devin?
Oh, my gosh. I'm blown away. I'm absolutely blown away. She's incredible.
Now, which is more astounding, her talent or the fact that she came on our show?
Well, both kind of, they kind of rival each other.
It's definitely the most cultured this show's ever been.
No question. So what's going on in your world?
Awesome. It is awesome.
So what's going on in your world today? What are you doing for the holidays that are going to help you to, with all the rest of us, turn this corner on COVID and hopefully bring in a new 2021 with some renewed sense of normalcy, hopefully?
You know what? I am spending Christmas at Angel Horse Farm, which is my rescue sanctuary that I have. I'll be actually doing some lives on Christmas Day from the animals that are out there. And everybody is so funny. I do live from the chicken coop and stuff like that. So I have a lot of fun. And Angel Horse is in the middle. We're in the process of going nonprofit. So we're going to be doing some really neat things with the animals at Angel Horse. The other thing is my mom is 82. And so I'm going to be Zooming Christmas this year. She just turned 83. Don't take away a year, Mama Pat, 83. And so I'm not going to Louisiana, so I will FaceTime Christmas with my family this year.
Well, I think there's a whole lot of that going on because one of the things to be sure that 2020 has gotten us all significantly more acquainted with technology than we have been in the past.
Truth. But Devin, by the way, Jocelyn Bates says that Martha Ann Hood wants to say hi to you. So she's saying
hi. I love
hi.
Martha Ann Hood.
You know, Martha.
So, hello to Martha Ann.
Martha Ann was married to my first cousin, Wilburn, who is Jocelyn's dad. So there you go. It's that
what?
More of that small town stuff that, you know, Nashville's the biggest small town in the country. Everybody, if you don't know somebody directly, you know you have a mutual friend, almost certainly. That's just the way this town works. And as a native Nashville,
that's what I love about. That's what I love about working with Main Street Media is they've got a newspaper. They got 12 newspapers, and now I'm tasked with creating new media for this company. And we're doing all sorts of things like Facebook Lives, and we're going and visiting folks, and we're bringing the stories of Middle Tennessee to the people who want to know those stories. And I love that small town feel that.
Well,
that remains there. That's the thing I love about it. It's just like local radio. Yep. I love local. I love what you guys do every Saturday morning. It's just delightful.
Well, we're all trying to plow a new row wherever we can find one. So, Devin, want to thank you so much for taking a few minutes
and
joining
Christmas
us
to you and happy New Year.
We so feel blessed by your friendship, and it's always great to see you. Look forward to seeing you in the flesh
always
soon.
Always great to see you.
Take care, dear.
Yes. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
A true icon for Nashville. Absolutely.
She is, and she's the real deal. She is a...
That's high praise, by the way, Allegra. It really is. My goodness gracious, does Allegra have time to do another show?
We got all the time in the world.
We got all the time we need, yes. Okay. We got, so, Allegra, we would love to hear what you have next for us.
Okay. Thank you.
Speechless. That is.
That's hard to do.
It's a hey. Thank you, Allegra, again, and she's still got a couple of other tunes for you. You got one more, okay? So we're gonna save that for the big finish here.
Now, David Bates, beyond the big guy sitting to your right,
yeah.
Would you like to tour the room with what the products that you have here?
Yeah, you know,
we've got some rosemary in taupe, rosemary taupe.
We got a few of those. We've got a white poinsettia up there right in front of Michael. We've got a couple little small red ones, some rosemary up here in little containers, a lot of conifers all around. And
are these bronzing evergreens that we have?
Are these Rhine gold?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, that's called a mushroom.
Mushroom.
Mushroom Japanese cedar.
But it's green on the bottom, so it's going to bronze up.
Bronzes in the wintertime.
Oh, just, my goodness.
And, you know, that's the cool thing about conifers, particularly the one that's right here in front here, the wintertime really accentuates the amount of color that they push out there. So when they get their winter color on, and they obviously do now.
Well, they would be that color all year round at the North Pole, wouldn't they?
Well, yes, if they could live there. If they could live there. But Santa would know better than
what's
I
that?
Do.
That's like a zone zero?
If there's, that's what it would be, yes.
Totally white.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. You've got enough snow cover. It doesn't really matter what.
It would just be kind of a mound to plop. Yeah.
You know, hey, Josh, I want us to take a moment. You know, we got Christmas cards.
We did.
Michael brought these in this morning. I'm going to open mine right now.
I already opened mine.
See what it says. And
did you get money in yours?
No.
I did.
Oh,
what?
Well. And this is the wonderful Christmas card from the Stevenson family. And what a beautiful family they are. Make sure I can see if I can get the glare off of it. There we go. It's not too bad.
My wife and my little boy are actually on their way here to see that man in red.
Oh, that is awesome. So,
do they have an appointment?
I don't know if you know this about Sam, but he just does what he wants.
Oh, okay.
So,
you know, Santa's that way too. So, you know,
they'll be 25 next week, won't he, Santa?
That'll be a real pair together. Hey, I want to take a moment to talk about where we are today, and
where?
That's Bates Nursery and Garden Center. Okay. And we are really privileged to get to do what we do. And I know that. Around Middle Tennessee, there's no shortage of opportunities. There's no shortage of options for people to go and buy plants and get horticultural information. Appreciate people taking the time to choose Bates Nursery, and we also, you know, recommend you support other local businesses, those that are in light business as well. And we really hope that everyone who has had struggles in this year past can have an easier time of it. We'll touch on what our hours are going to be for the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we are going to be broadcasting live the next couple of weeks. However, Bates Nursery is going to be closed the next two Saturdays after today. We are open today.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be open Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We're closed Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, as well as the Saturday following. We'll be open Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday of the 28th, 29th, and 30th of December. We'll be closed December 31st and January 1st as the new year comes in and the Saturday following. After that, we will be open on a more regular schedule. We are doing something different this year. We are going to be open on Saturdays beginning January 9th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. So particularly there's been a lot of demand for folks who have a great interest in tropicals, and we really have a tremendous selection of that. So I want to give you the opportunity to be able to get out of the house and go look at some plants and be in the warmth and just enjoy this transition time as we start to make our way into winter and make that slow turn back towards spring. So for 88 years, Bates Nursery and Garden Center has been proud to bring Middle Tennessee and Nashville the widest selection of plant material anywhere around. So we encourage you to go to our website, batesnursery.com. There, if you look on the very right-hand side, there's the gift card tab. And it may be that you've got a gardener in your life and you really don't know what to get them. A gift card's never the wrong choice. Available in a great number of different amounts. So you can select the one that works best for your gift purposes.
Purpose.
And you know that that will be exactly the right size.
Yes.
We are open year-round, by the way, even though we are closed these next couple of weeks. I do a newsletter, and we kind of crossed another milestone this week. We have now have over 21,000 readers of my weekly newsletter, which I am flabbergasted and honored, and I feel extremely privileged.
And
thank
had you.
You
been on that list of 21,000 people, you would have heard about a very, very special this week.
That's right. Base Rewards members are having the opportunity to get a free poinsettia.
While supplies last.
We've still got a number of these small ones left.
And free, folks.
That's right. All you got to do is come in and ask. And you'll be and be a Bates Rewards member. One per Bates Rewards member family while supplies last. So come on out and see us. We've still got some left. Conveniently located a mile north of Briley Parkway at exit 19 on Whites Creek Pike. And we'll be here till 4 o'clock today. Bates Nursery and Garden Center, beautifying Nashville since 1932. We appreciate you taking a moment and bearing with us.
When does winter start? Is that tomorrow or Sunday?
It's Monday, I think.
The 22nd.
Tuesday's the 22nd.
21st.
Can't wait. Monday's the 21st. I'm not sure which day it is, but, you know, it won't really seem much different between those days. It's just a day difference. I don't know that you'll – my internal clock is not able to discern between
– the longest day and the shortest day?
Well, no. That I can tell. It's the shortest day and the next shortest day.
Uh-huh.
Those both seem really close to me, like seconds apart.
Well, what did I see? Like, at first you can't tell. Like, it's only about, like, a few seconds a day. Then all of a sudden it comes into, like, minutes. Like, it starts rolling pretty
big. Well, and that's the nature of, as we move around the sun and this procession that the Earth is on the axis, you know, that's why it changes a little bit as we go along. We won't go deep into that, Michael.
No, third grade science. It's, I know, it's rough.
You're getting at least middle school science there.
No, that's solid middle school. That's about as far as I can go with it. But it does, the days change much more extreme in the middle part of it. When you're in the middle part of the season, the day length changes dramatically one way or the other. As you approach either extreme, it gets down to just a little bit.
Kind of like going
only
to
second.
The,
yep. So now we're almost up to the shortest day of the year. So it's only seconds a day. Seconds. So, look at them.
So we're gonna have basically at the end of the tunnel, because when it starts getting longer is when I'm like, now we're coming into summer.
Seed season.
How many
yes.
hours are in the shortest day?
24.
Yes.
24.
Okay. Yeah. Now, not hours of day length, but there is indeed 24 hours in that shortest day. So
now, Santa, let me ask you a question. I know that this has been a difficult
year. And we want to thank you, Santa, for coming and being with us today. We know
I'll tell you again, we're not going to accept a Zoom from him. So, I mean, he's got to come in.
Well, you know, the big guy in the red suit, they just don't work well over Zoom. I mean, that would be okay. And I know you probably have Zoomed.
Not going to get accosted like you did at the Opryland Hotel one time.
Or thrown out.
That was funny.
Actually, I was a little embarrassed. It put Santa in an uncomfortable position last year. He was out doing what Santa does, meeting with children. And
it was 2 years ago.
2 years ago, that's right.
And the Grinch police.
The Grinch police showed up and asked him what he was doing there, and they made him come back into the studio.
It's been a supply side has been a little bit difficult this year in certain industries. Have you had any breakdowns in your supply chain getting to the elves workshop?
Not actually. I with the unemployment, I've got some more elves.
Oh, you've had more elves available than normal.
Exactly.
Okay,
so that's you've actually, outsourced a lot of stuff. Okay.
I want to say one thing. Throughout the
2020.
The at home show with Josh and Kerry, y'all have brought a lot of joy and fun and happiness.
Both Josh and Kerry are really solid.
Josh and Kerry and David and Bates.
Yes.
A lot of joy to the Nashville area and everywhere in the Facebook.
Well, we appreciate your kind words, and you know, and with that keen mind that you have, Santa, I think that even makes it more special.
Thank you.
Now, is you know, after the rush, I know it probably you're going to get through the 25th and into the 26th. You'll probably sleep all day, right?
Yes.
Kind of go there.
Yes.
Now, are you going to go fishing at any point in time next year?
I will be fishing, yes. Probably the 27th or 8th, yes.
Does Santa fly fish?
No, no.
I do want to see some pictures out on Percy Priest of Santa fishing. Of Santa fishing. I want to see that. I bet you a mutual friend like Mike Allison or Daryl Brown or Tom Reese could get you in that position where you could go out there and fish with one of those guys.
They are my fishing buddies.
I know they are.
Yes, yes. I can arrange that.
Okay. Well, Santa, we want to thank you for being here today. And Josh, we're going to close this show.
Okay.
But we're going to do it in the
most running a little bit longer than normal, but it's worth it, folks.
Today it's worth it. Allegra, I want to say before you begin playing how much we appreciate you being here today. What a absolute joy it has been, and you've really truly blessed us with your presence. Thank you so much for that today. And so what have you got in closing for us today?
Well, wait a minute. Let's get to it before we throw it to Allegra. If you don't mind, we want to thank all the at-homies for this year.
Oh, absolutely.
And encourage you to keep joining us. We're going to be here next week. Some people are going to be off doing this, like, extra Christmas thing day kind
really?
Of a deal. Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah. Not me, but I've heard that he's going to be.
Are you going to be off next week?
I'm going to be off next week.
Okay, all right. Well, boy, Tyler's going to be busy. Anyway, but.
I owe you one, Tyler.
is he just now finding that out? Or did he know already?
Oh, no. I told you guys it was a possibility last week.
People tell me a lot of things. And, you know, like Santa, but a lot of it passes through the sieve.
But again, for everybody here at the At Home Show, we do thank you for being here every Saturday morning. This is the highlight of the year, for the highlight of our week, and our week's to do this for you. And we appreciate it. Everybody be safe. Don't get out on the roads and do stupid. And just make sure everybody's going to get home. And, a happy 2021 is going to be coming. We'll talk more about that next week.
Absolutely. We do have a special guest coming on. Nicholas Stadden is coming on. He's a world-renowned horticulturalist and plant gatherer. I mean, he's a collector of plants. And so look really forward to having my dear friend Nicholas Stadden on next week via Zoom. So we're looking forward to that. But right now we're going to feature Allegra Kramer, and she's going to take us out to the close. Thank you again, Allegra. We so appreciate it.
It's truly been a pleasure. I think you all know this song.